Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
a listener from Puerto Rico tells us about a band from Japan.
We've said it before, we'll say it again. We're bad. We're worldwide.
Okay, so let me ask you this before we get into these next listener calls, Patrick. Have you watched any more of Ted Lasso? What's going on with Ted Lasso?
I was able to watch one more episode, and I'll tell you, as we were talking before we turned the tape recorders on tonight, I was involved in kind of a heavy, you know, a little bit of a family project over the holiday season, and happy to do that, you know. And, you know, I wanted to sort of consume Ted Lasso in a bunch.
Oh, okay.
So, I've treated myself to two episodes, and I'm very intrigued by it. And your advice about just give yourself to this, you know, because it's really, really well done if you just believe the concept.
That's right.
Like, this is the way it is. And I think that's the perfect advice going in that you gave me. So it's really fun.
I bring this up because a couple of other listeners have been talking about this lately.
Yep.
People who want to watch it or people who have already seen it and loved it. Keith Jacobson actually has a AFC Richmond shirt that he sent me a photo of, or he put it on our Twitter, I think. So,
man,
it's a funny show.
Editorially is amazing.
And while we're looking back at 2020 music, I'll just make a shout out for a 2020 TV show. If you can, if you have access to it, unfortunately, it's on Apple TV Plus or whatever it's called.
That's the only tricky part.
I think a lot of people don't have that streaming service, but if you have access to it and can watch Ted Lasso, you should check that out. And actually, there's some really good, I don't think you're maybe there yet, though. There's actually some really nice music integration in the show.
Okay.
In fact, there's one episode that makes a reference to a particular artist who I think we all love, and it does it like in a really funny way. And then they play a song from that artist, like I think to close out the episode. And
Cool.
I think you'll like that. But anyway.
All right, cool.
It's a fun show. It's a really fun show.
Yeah, totally. And I'll tell you, it's gratifying and super fun for me that we have some soccer fans in our community. I think it's great. I mean, it's obviously a passion of mine and one that's just deepened during our years of doing this podcast.
That's another thing. It actually got me even more interested in soccer.
Oh, that's cool.
Like,
too.
You know what I mean? Because now it's
Totally.
It's, even though it's all fiction, it somehow has personalized it a little bit more for me.
Yeah.
And it's gotten me more interested since I watched it. So
that's a cool observation. Yeah, I can see that. And same here. You know, it's like it's very tantalizing. And it's weird trying to understand the passion of soccer as an American, right? We have a somewhat complicated relationship with Britain, but.
Right.
And, you know, knowing people like Stephen Routledge and people that, you know, have lived that, it's so cool that our community has that element.
I think that's one of the things I like about it is because it's like, it's showing you, even though it's fiction, I get the sense that they did a lot of good research on like what these Premier League teams are really like.
Without
to some
a doubt,
extent, what it's like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But then to see it through an American's eyes, the character being American comes into it, you know, that's a nice way for me to sort of like see it as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So like he represents the American viewer almost in that way. Yeah.
Yep. I'm saying this after only seeing two episodes, but some of the parody is so sly that, you know, it works on two levels. Like if you're a hardcore fan, it's really funny. And if you're not, it just kind of glides by, you know.
That's like, what I'm curious. That's what I'm curious too. That's why I want you to check it out because we can sort of compare notes that way. And I recommended it to Stephen Routledge, one of our loyal listeners who is in the UK. And I'm really curious to see what he thinks. I don't know.
Too.
I don't know how he's going to take it. So anyway, okay. TV talk aside, let's move
TV and football chat.
Let's get back into music. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And what we're doing is an annual series where we ask listeners to tell us about their favorite songs or albums, song and or album from the previous year. And
we're
going to have a number of calls and people are going to talk about stuff that really excited them. And let's see, we got a couple, two or three queued up for today. So let's just jump right into it.
Great.
Hi, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Enrique Cruz calling from Puerto Rico for the first time. I hope I make it to the best of 2020. Thank God there was something good about this year. I have to tell you about this Japanese band called Sakuran Zenzen. Sakuran Zenzen. They released an album called, I don't know how it's called. But I know it rocks, man. They remind me a lot of early Rolling Stones and maybe the Strokes. Give it a listen. I think it deserves to be in the top 10 of 2020. Take care, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Enrique.
Oh, great to hear Enrique's voice.
I know.
Man. That's the magic of our year-end best album of the year series that we do. It's great to hear Enrique.
I know.
He's awesome, man. And he sent us some cool stuff, shirts, yes, and an amazing book and CD about the history of punk rock in Puerto Rico.
I know.
So cool.
Such a cool guy, but he's always only sent us emails before. He's never called. And so that was great. Exciting to hear him.
Great to hear his voice. That was really cool.
Okay.
Right.
Now, he says it really rocks. I'm excited. He's letting us pick whatever track we want. And I guess I'm just going to go with the one that has the most plays. That would make sense, okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a song called Taxi. All right, that's pretty hot.
That was amazing, man. It sounded incredible, and you heard a lot of stuff in there. And I'll tell you this, if Enrique says it rocks, that's enough. I mean, that's enough for me, and that's proof right there. So I'm all in.
Same here. Okay, next up here.
Kira, Jim, Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Lee McIndoe with my album of the year pick. Before I get to my pick, as tasked by Jim, I will cover three countries I have lived in regarding bears. So there are no bears in New Zealand. In fact, there are no natural predators in New Zealand. There are also no bears in Australia. The koala bears confusingly have bear in their name, and they're in fact marsupials, not bears. And finally, there were brown bears in Ireland, but they are long extinct on the island of Ireland. Jim, I hope that helps. Before I get to my album of the year, I have a few honorable mentions. Honorable mentions to Reluctant Hero by Killer Be Killed, Daughter by Lydia Lovelace, and A Hero's Death by Fontaines DC. So, my album of the year is an album which is not really in the Rocking the Suburbs wheelhouse. My album of the year is Quadra by Sepultura, released on February 7th. By Nuclear Blast. Quadra is based on the concept of quadrivium, which is Latin for four ways. Following this concept, the album is split into four parts. The first part is inspired by the band's classic late 80s, early 90s thrash albums. The second part is inspired by their 1996 Roots album and a more groove-based metal sound. The third side is a continuation of the progressive sound of their previous album, Machine Messiah, with the fourth side featuring slower, more melodic material. Even with all of these different influences and approaches, the album is surprisingly cohesive. It's powerful musically and creatively, with the band delivering what is the first album since the departure of Max Cavalera in 1996 to rival the band's classic albums. I'm hoping sometime next year live shows will make sense and I can possibly hear this material live. With that, best wishes to the Rocking the Suburbs community, and let's hope that 2021 begins to return to normal.
All right. Thanks, Liam, for the call. And thanks for clearing up my wonderment with where bears live.
That was very nice.
In the
you had this around intense, the world. Yeah, you had intense wonderment on where bears live for a little while there.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want to say it's so great to have Liam as part of our community, man. You know, he is originally from New Zealand, lives in Ireland now. But obviously, we have all been connected, us in this community, by a certain taste and passion for discovery. And new music, it's one of the best things, I think, Jim, you know, that we have discovered making this podcast. I don't think we originally had any goals when we started doing it. We just wanted to keep doing it because we liked it. But this strong passion has really united us for discovery of cool stuff that's still different. And people are still being creative and reworking old forms. And just because they had a band, you know, 20 years ago doesn't mean that passion goes away. So it's cool to hear this story. Interested in hearing this music. I think Liam's right. It's not in our wheelhouse at all. And don't take this the wrong way, Liam, but if sometime before we, in the near future, if you could call roll on Rocking the Suburbs, you know, like for Rocking the Suburbs, just like in your voice, that would be cool. Like, Jim, yes. Patrick, yes.
And then we say present. Okay.
That's I like right, this. Present. Yeah. Present.
I like where you're going with that. Okay. Yeah. We'll see if it calls in anymore after.
Yeah.
We... okay.
That may be it.
Okay.
But thank you, Liam. In all seriousness, thanks a lot.
All right. So this album, Quadra by Sepultura. Have we ever talked about this band? Do you remember? From another call or something? Or
not off the top of my head, okay. Although we have some, you know, pretty committed metal fans in our community.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since we've heard from one of my favorite early metal fans. Steven Routledge is a huge metal fan. Yeah. There's a lot of people out there. Bobby Padovic listens to a lot of heavy music. So
we used to get calls from Joe Fleischer, who would
Joe Fleischer. That's right. Yeah, but that's right. Haven't heard from him in a bit. Hope he's doing great.
Yeah. So, okay. Liam did include like a little note with this, with a couple of song suggestions to listen to. And I want to ask you which you would prefer, because he describes them a little bit. He says, first he says, I'm not sure the audience will dig either of these songs, but I love the record. Well, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Totally.
We're open to it.
Yeah.
He says, play either Agony of Defeat, which is more melodic, or Isolation, which is a full on thrash. So what do you like? The more melodic?
Isolation.
Okay.
Isolation. Yeah. That's the way I would go with it.
Seems to make sense too with this year. All right.
That was intense, man. Yeah, definitely.
I dig it.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I did. I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah. I think it's pretty fascinating to think about that record in the abstract. I mean, hey, man, I once paid $20 to go to an Einspruch Neubauten concert where they just beat on like pipes for 2 hours. And so the way noise is structured to me is always really fascinating. But I think the overriding point, Jim, is that, as I said, when we started this week, you know, I would have never found this record,
right?
Or listened to it or even known about it. And I'm so happy now and intrigued that I do. So that's a major win for me personally and for our community. But also, you know, like we were talking about earlier this week with MF Doom, there are bands doing things in, you know, what are sort of preconditioned styles. Like, I think our minds are preconditioned when you say hip hop. You know, for it to sound a certain way, or metal to sound a certain way, or country, right? But there are bands doing things in metal and in all these genres that kind of redefine what it is in the modern age. And that's a perfect example right there. You know, Nuclear Blast. That's incredible. I think, what else can you say except that I'm stumbling on my words? I'm so excited. So.
Well, because, you know, it's in your head now and it's hard to.
Yeah, it's amazing. Right. Yeah, I got. Listen to a 50-minute song and sign off.
Okay, let's get one more call in here.
Great.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow listeners. This is Kevin Clement calling in with my favorite album and song of 2020. And just to let you know real quick, my number one album, my favorite album of the year was the Jayhawks, XOXO. But since they were kind of interviewed and, you know, had a lot of time here on episode 882 and 883, where Jim and Patrick interviewed the whole band, I'll go ahead and just forego that one. It's a really great album, though. And the album I'm going to choose for here is Lily Hyatt's Walking Proof. That is, of course, the daughter of John Hyatt. Really great album. Love it very much. And for that one, I would choose the song, the title song, Walking Proof. And for my song of the year, I have to go back to the old 97s, the song Bottle Rocket Baby. That song is just a party from beginning to end, and just like the old 97s. So, all right, well, that's it. Thank you so much for including me, and Hope everyone has a very happy new year. Hopefully things go a lot better in the coming year. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Thanks to Kevin.
An amazing man, you know, great father, husband, really, really cool guy. And, just so genuine. I love Kevin, and man, it's been so great to get to know him better this year, or last year, I should say. Mm-hmm. I'm still writing 2020 on my checks. Sorry, folks. But man, you know, one thing I'll say really quick as we come to the end of this episode, Jim, is that we all know there's been a lot of bad stuff that's happened. There's also, you know, because we are human beings and survivors, some good stuff that's kind of popped up based on the conditions we're forced to deal with. And our hoot nanny with our community, just kind of hang out with them at times and all kinds of conditions, you know, it's fun. And getting to see Kevin perform and just to know him a little bit has been, you know, really amazing to me. So that's one of my favorites of 2020.
I was going to say that too. For people who aren't aware, you know, as long as we're all sort of, you know, locked into our home still, you can come join us every Friday. We just an informal little song circle. We put the information in our weekly newsletter. You can go to suburbspod.com and click on newsletter and sign up there. We've also put that out on social media on Fridays. So anyway, it's easy to get to. It's on Zoom. You can just come and join and listen or take part however you want. But anyway, Kevin has been one of those guys who, you know, started as just an observer, a listener coming in and hearing other people play. And then he just started singing songs himself on there, and he's really been a delight. It's been
what a baritone really, he has. Yeah, it's been so booming. Yeah, it's really amazing. It really is.
So,
and just the great guy, and you know, kind of the epitome of our community. Just like, what are you passionate about, and tell us about it. Yep. And those are the only rules.
Yep, right. Okay, so he did both an album pick and a song pick, which is fine. That's allowed. Anybody else, by the way, wants to get in on this, there's still time. You have until January 15th, I think we determined, and you can pick a song or an album or both, your favorite from 2020. Tell us a little bit about why. And and we'll send you a mix CD in return. Forgot to mention that yesterday with like our favorite songs from last year. Mm-hmm. You'll get that free of charge. And the way to get in on this is call 612-440-1984.
Yep,
and just leave a message there if you want, or you can record a voice memo and email that to rock@suburbspod.com. All right, let's get into his album pick first. It was Lily Hyatt's Walking Proof, and he likes the title track.
Lord, release my hands. Let's join.
That is a nice song.
Beautiful. Yeah, totally beautiful, Jim. You know, and I was thinking about John Hyatt. I mean, you know, he's completely, I don't want to say underrated, but I also don't want to say under the radar. I mean, he's one of those guys that has so much taste and so much class and does everything so well that you kind of forget about how good he is.
Yeah, you know? We should save that thought for some time, because I actually have had the same sort of curiosity about his career. Like, he achieved some success, but maybe not as much as he should. But I think he's also like one of those artists who is a little bit hard to categorize. And especially at the time when he was really putting out stuff, a lot of it was pre the kind of like Americana, you know, boom and all of that. Yeah. And so
he was into all that stuff before we even heard about it.
Yeah. I think it was kind of tough to, like, you know, he didn't really fit in any, you know, box, right? So,
which makes him more interesting to me too.
Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah. So anyway,
So obviously, you know, Lily has some good genes going there, but her voice was lovely. Oh, yeah. And I love the rustic fiddle driven feel of that song. Well, so thank you, Kevin. I can see him loving that too with his Bayou influences.
Yeah, totally. I was just going to say real quickly, remember when we used to go to shows? Like, remember when that was a thing?
Maybe.
I guess this was like early 2019, but I saw Lily Hyatt open for Margo Price.
Nice.
And she was great. And she really was great. I mean, it's like one of those ones.
That's a great pairing. Yeah.
It was one of those deals where you really do pay attention to the opener because she's that good. She sort of really kind of commanded the stage too. And she was great. So
very cool.
Okay. Let's get to his song of the year, Kevin's song of the year, a band we just talked about recently, Old 97s. So obviously this is a newer song than the one we talked about, but this song is called Bottle Rocket Baby.
I've been living on a bar stool laughing about the war. Dallas is a woman I don't know anymore. She held me down on a hardwood floor. Last thing I remember, I was walking out the door. Unemployed downtown, working on buzz. All my high class friends are hot now from the buzz. I got a resume of what never was. The good time rolls, it always does. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. I'll burn your fingers and I'll make you cry. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. So you better say goodbye.
That is cool. That is very cool. Old 97s. What you expect from them, I think, right?
Yeah, totally. And I love, Jim, I gotta say, anytime you got that beat where the drummer's just kind of doing a long roll on the snare drum, like there's something about that that just gets you going. That's probably like the reason I first fell in love with the Stray Cats, for example. They had a couple songs that. I've never heard it before, right? But it's cool, and it sounds great. Not to belabor the point, but Rhett Miller, had some tutelage with one of our Hootenanny stars, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
So he's a cool guy, and I really like him a lot, and so it makes sense, and that sounds good. I didn't even know they had an album this year. If I did, I forgot.
Unfortunately, I don't know if you saw the cover art there. It has a, Dallas Cowboys on the cover. So it's kind of hard for me to, would be hard for me to purchase that one from the,
yikes,
from the store. Yeah. But,
right.
But anyway, the album is called 12th.
Oh, and okay.
I was going to say, one of the things I love their guitar work. And, sort of like that backing guitar that's always going up and down the neck,
love that
constantly through there. Yeah. And it reminds me of Buck Owens and Don Rich and that kind of sound, right?
Yeah. And it's constant the compliment action to that same style on the drums, right? Constant action. Yeah, totally.
Love it. Okay. Let's get out of here. We've gone a little bit longer, I think. So, we're going to, let's see, this is Friday. So now you got to wait a couple days, but then we'll get to all next week more listener calls about 2020 music. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Bob.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Even if it's Genesis. What? Did I say that?